You are 761333 and O. And you ain't got a prayer, sucker.
Today's episode is full of shit.
Help me, I've fallen and I can't shut up.
It's what? It's wacky. It's slick. It's savvy. It's the madcap Daffy fracture ding-a-ling ring-a-ding loony thing. Wacky. It's slick. It's savvy. It's the madcap Daffy fracture ding-a-ling ring-a-ding loony baby size.
You're expecting relatives.
You ever see such jerky-looking creatures?
No!
Here's that little rascal who just puts smiles on the faces of people everywhere.
Have you ever been boned up the ass for being a fucking wise guy?
No, we're just friends. We were at university together.
I love you.
Gosh, am I glad to see you, stranger.
Hello, this is Paul Mack. Remember me?
Help me, I've fallen and I can't shut up.
If you need help, hang up, and then dial your operator.
Kill the power! I can't take it any longer!
Hello? Oh, good to see you again. You go in that door. I'll meet you on the inside.
A 32-year-old woman reported a man entered her unlocked apartment, forced her into the bedroom, and had sex with her against her will. The woman said this had been occurring once a week for about 4 months.
And she is tired of it.
Hi, Bill, it's Lance Van Eyes. And thanks for the pomegranate spunky love them. And we'll be sitting up soon, I hope.
Obvious dick funeral parlor. You snuff them, we stuff them.
That's very clever. I'm Joe from Chicago, my good man. Let us in.
You're Joe for... How do I know you're Joe from Chicago?
I live here.
Is this going to get ugly now?
Huh?
I hope not. Because I thought what we were here, racial differences notwithstanding, was just a couple of old friends.
This is getting serious.
Hello, this is Paul Mack. Remember me.
Help me, I've fallen and I can't shut up.
Take the pile and shove it right in his mouth. And he really gets mad at me, you know.
After me, motherfucker! After me, motherfucker!
From a place where when you ring the bell, Dave might appall you to the max. You're on 761-3330. Paul Mack presents Picture Phone, bringing pictures to your ears to be viewed in the theater of your mind. This edition of Picture Phone is being issued for Sunday the 21st through Thursday the 24th of July, 1991. Well, hello, troops. This is William Wilde, your host for this week's edition of Picture Phone. You see, Paul Mack and I have this little arrangement whereby we alternate doing shows. I'll host some, and he'll host some. Some week's shows are done by Paul. But every other week's show that you hear is mine. So, in other words, Paul will do the first week's shows, and then I'll do all the other week's shows. This is not coming out quite the way I meant it. Maybe the way it really is, but not the way I meant it. Well, we've got enough good stuff this week to keep you on the phone long enough to put a smile on your face and a painful dent in your ear. So let's get right into this week's edition of Picture Phone.
This is a time for Congress to be shot for treason. The minimum sentence would be 2 pairs of underwear a year, stolen from Mexico, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Westside movie critic, what's going on? I'd like to leave something. I don't know if it's going to be played on the line, but because it's not so positive of comment. But Michael Landon, like, last week. He passed on and everything. He was 52 years old. He contributed a lot to the film industry. At least he's had some shows on like Channel 4 and everything, like Little House on the Prairie, Bonanza, and Highway to Heaven, which I believe started on Channel 4, KNBC, television. So anyhow, and he did a lot for the movie industry. He one of the better actors. He is a director, and he wrote a lot of the shows. He's a man that everybody should remember. He did a lot. I don't know if he was in any motion pictures or not, but he was big on television. And everybody should remember him. He died at 52 years old. And there was another person died like a day after, Lee Remick, I believe. So anyhow, hope everybody out there is doing well. And try to remember the stars, because without them, there won't be any movies. And of course, directors and writers too, and even producers. All right, I'm going to keep going. Hope this comic can be played. God bless everyone.
First of all, we seem to have our three-horse parlay, Michael Landon, Lee Remick, and Bert Convy, who passed away late yesterday, of all the people. Ungoogly-gingable. In other news, I got a flash here from the Highway Patrol. They're looking for a rogue radio transmitter somewhere out in the desert. Their only clue is that the guy doesn't know his Vasquez from his rocks. Well, in the meantime, I just called to put in my 2 cents worth to tell you and Paul what a great job I think you're doing there on the Paul Mac Picture Phone. And just got a comment here for Paul. I'm sort of surprised to hear Orson talking with Bob. I would have thought Bing would have been more in his neighborhood, but hey, what can you say? Howdy, buckaroos and buckarettes. This is CLJ2 calling in from the science lab at the old video ranch. Summer's big hits is The Rocketeer, a Disney smash based on the splashy Dave Stevens cartoon strip feature. But you should be aware that Cliff Secord, the Rocketeer, is covering space already flown over 40 years ago. In the years following the Second World War, movie houses played to capacity crowds, especially Saturday matinees. A Saturday kids program would include 2 feature films, short subjects, cartoons, and a serial chapter. A serial was a multi-part adventure shown 1 part each week, recounting some complicated and fantastic story. Each chapter would end with the hero or heroine in deadly peril, encouraging the audience to return next week for the resolution. Revenues from serials were up, but so were production costs, and more and better gimmicks were the order of the day. Columbia Pictures produced a chapter play based upon Superman, but Republic Pictures Corporation, leader in the field, brought us King of the Rocket Men, a wild and woolly tale of a scientist, Jeff King, who periodically donned a helmet and atomic-fueled, sonic-powered flying suit to battle the evil Dr. Vulcan, a renegade scientist hiding behind a fancy name in his quest for domination of America and a fantastic extortion scheme. After 11 chapters of high-flying action, highlighted by stock footage from several earlier Republic cliffhangers, Vulcan threatens New York City, causing a flood when his billion-dollar ransom demand is ignored. The production is boosted by the effects work of Howard and Theodore Lidecker, and their larger-than-life dummy, flown over Griffith Park and Los Angeles on invisible wires, as well as the daredevil stunt work of David Sharp, whose takeoffs and landings make you believe a man can fly. Planned Rocket Man sequels never arose, but the suit came back in 3 titles in 1952-53, Radar Men from the Moon, Zombies of the Stratosphere, and Commando Cody, Sky Marshal of the Universe. King of the Rocket Men and the other titles are available from Republic Pictures Home Video, and can be rented from Eddie Brandt's Saturday Matinee video in North Hollywood. There's even a colorized version of Zombies of the Stratosphere with a green-complexioned young Leonard Nimoy. If you like The Rocketeer, you might like to check out his spiritual father, Rocket Man. Fantastic special effects are a thing of today, but good special effects go all the way back to Republic Pictures. Check them out. This has been Charles Lee Jackson II, out here at the Video Ranch. Keep your popcorn dry and hold your ticket stubs. There'll be a drawing for a set of dishes.
You've heard of dolls that wet. You've heard of dolls that cry. You've heard of dolls that talk. But now, here's something new. A doll for the 90s. Baby bulimia. That's right, baby bulimia. Just press on her tummy and she'll vomit for you. Hold her over the toilet and you can collect all her little binge food. Baby bulimia. On sale now.
I don't get out to go to the movies quite often, but I do watch cable, and I do watch a lot of request movies on cable. And so last night I watched Postcards from the Edge, and I thought, well, I'll call. It's an old movie, I know, but I'll leave what I thought of on the movie line, picture phone, whatever this thing is called. Anyways, it was really good. It was really entertaining. Really funny, and Shirley MacLaine did a really good job in her part. Also, Meryl Streep has a great voice. I never knew this before, but she sang in this movie, and she has a magnificent voice. And there's a really funny line that Shirley MacLaine says. She says, I'm not an alcoholic. I just drink like an Irish person. And I thought that was tremendously funny. Anyways, so I would have to give it a thumbs up, and hey, just thought I would call and leave that little tidbit of information because I knew that you all could not live without hearing my voice again. So, chow mein, noodle brains.
Now that's the spirit, troop. And thanks for that great review, Gypsy. And there's no reason for you to apologize for it. None at all. You see, that's exactly the kind of thing that I'm looking for on Picture Phone. Let me explain something to you. I think that Picture Phone is called Picture Phone primarily because Paul Mack is known as the movie maker, and his interests are primarily films. Big, wide, 35mm films projected up there on the old silver screen. I, on the other hand, am interested in more broads. I mean, my interests are more broad. I have a broader base. I like a lot more things than Paul Mack. And when it comes to film, paraphrasing Milton Berle, I don't happen to believe that there is such a thing as an old film, just an old audience. Meaning that no matter when a film was made, as long as you've never seen it, it's still new. And what with the advent of so many other ways of seeing a motion picture that isn't in a first-run theater, like cable broadcast and videotape rentals, it's opened up a whole world of new movies to an audience who will be seeing them for the first time. Thus, hence, therefore, ergo, and e pluribus unum, any movie that you choose to review is a worthy movie, because all you're really doing is recommending to your friends some film you think they should see. And for the record, when I say that my interests are wider than Paul's, what I mean is I think there's a lot of other things in the world that are entertaining other than films. So, at least on my versions of Picture Phone, TV shows, books, concerts, favorite radio stations, records, arcades and video games, even cool places to go for a good time, anything that's entertaining is open to review and recommendation to your friends here on Picture Phone. Speaking of recommendations, I suppose this is as good a time as any to point out that the piece of music you've been listening to behind all this is a little theme song that I wrote for a comedy troupe called the L.A. Connection, who have a theater here in Studio City on Ventura Boulevard. Their shows are entirely improvisational and ad-libbed sketches and routines that involve a lot of audience participation. It's very funny stuff, And it's an inexpensive, fairly inexpensive way to have yourself a hell of a good time some evening. Their address at the L.A. Connection is 13442 Ventura Boulevard. Their phone number is 818-784-1868. That's 784-1868. Call them for showtime. But now, back to the reviews and caller comments on Hallmark Presents Picture Falls. Let's check out the next entertaining caller comment we have here on the old input tape.
And howdy, folks. This is Paul Mack. You know,
Paul Mack presents. I thought it was something entertaining. My mistake.
Yes, although Mr. William Wilde is making this show.
That's right. I make these
shows. And, you know, William, how you doing? Isn't it great to be in charge of the week tape? I mean, the other week tape.
Oh, they're no weaker than yours, Paul.
What are you talking about?
You heard me the first time, you little schmuck.
Yes, I'm leaving.
I'm out of here. I'm going to run my own show.
That's a great comeback. And why don't you just go back to where you came from?
I'm going.
I'd just like to say that I saw a film called Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Well, let me judge this film here. You know, I haven't done too many movie reviews lately, but in brief, well, let me put my pants back on. In brief, I would like to say that Terminator 2 was an interesting film. I sort of remember the first one. I wasn't a real big fan of the first Terminator film. However, I did enjoy Terminator 2, and it was sort of nice to know that the future destruction of the world kind of had a little glimmer of hope towards the end. So it ended positively positive, and I'm pretty sure that I said that in a correct centrical way. Yeah, anyway, but Terminator 2 has great action in it. It's a little slow at first, though. You know, you're kind of hyped into thinking that there's going to be a lot more action. It's really sort of not a especially great film, yet it will get you interested in it midway through, and you get kind of captured into the whole idea of how this guy is going to kill the second Terminator dude type person. But Linda Hamilton, she was something else. Let me tell you this. Yeah, if Bob was around, he'd say a couple of great looking things on that woman. Let me tell you. Hey. She was great. She was all pumped up and ready to go. And speaking of going, I better get out of here shortly, but in final realization, Terminator 2 is a film I personally would recommend. I'll give it an ears up, yes, here on Picture Phone. And go see it, you know. I mean, you might as well. Everyone else is. The damn thing's making $50 million a day, you know. I mean, before you know it, it's going to outgross even one of my films. That's pretty gross. I'm sick.
Do what's wrong? It's a horrible sound you're making. Can't you talk?
I'm sick. Hey, I'm leaving. Good night.
You are listening to the new kids of Bright Lucas.
REC calling, and I must say that, hey, things are looking good. Hallmark Picture Phone's looking good. William Wilde Picture Phone is looking good. And pretty soon, one more time around, REC 407 will be looking good, because we're going to make one more. We're going to do it again, just one more time. That's right, an REC 407 output tape. That's right. What? I haven't made one of those in God knows how long. What? There's going to be one coming up on REC at 407-1400, the weekend of the 19th, 20th, and 21st of July. It's our 7th year anniversary, so why not make our 200th tape on such a milestone weekend?
Hi, I'm Vincent, and I have a conference too. It's 886-9494. Talk to you later.
Like we're about out of tape for this show, though we're certainly not out of show for this tape. There's a lot more stuff I could be playing for you if I really had the time, but as usual, I'm running a little late with this show, and if I don't hurry and wrap it up now, it probably won't make its scheduled midnight deadline. Again.
But before I go, I want you to take a pencil and make a mental note of some of the other numbers of the other entertainment telephone lines out there that you can call. All of these numbers are in the 818 area, and they're all free calls. Call the Comedy Music and Comment line at 701-6450 for input and 701-9390 for output. Call REC, the Voice Bridging Network, at 407-1400. Call K-Phone at 344-5000 for output and 377-5000 for input. And be sure to call the recently resurrected Observatory, being run, as always, by the legendary, longtime line-running, Artie Award-winning, permanent phone god, Bob Ob, at 786-0001 for output and 786-0004 for input. And while we're on the subject of lines, and, you know, before we go, I just wanted to play for you something I found while I was rummaging around here for this show, looking through my, you know, cassette tape archives, and I really wanted to play it for you. And let me try to set it up real quick. Back in 1986, when I was producing shows for Paul Mack Presents The Wild Side, also here at 761-3330, there was a youngster who used to call on a regular basis, called himself Danny Van Nuys. He was an ambitious little guy who had already run his own telephone line. I think it was called the Phone Pole. And he had started his own computer programming business, which he was running on his own. I mean, all of this at an age before his voice had even changed. Anyway, Danny used to call the input line on the Wild Side on a regular basis, and every now and then I'd catch him live. We got to talking once, and I found out that he was also into music, and he was a burgeoning guitar player and singer. And one thing led to another. I wrote a little parody song that Danny recorded his part of over the phone. I then added the rest, and though I thought it turned out really great, I stopped producing The Wild Side before this song could ever be played on the air. So I've decided to end this week's Picture Phone with this song. One, because I think it'd be fun. Two, because I think it was good enough that it deserved to be heard at least once. And three, because I'd like to embarrass Danny Van Nuys enough to get him to call in next week and try to convince us his voice really has changed in 5 years. But before we go, I want to thank Sharon Hollywood and the Emperor for their contributions to this week's Picture Phone show. And so, as the band warms up in the background, let me thank you for listening. On behalf of Paul Mack Presents Picture Phone, and on behalf of all the line runners in the phone world's vast community of free phone fun, this is William Wilde and
Danny Van Nuys.
And thanks for letting us do it in your ear.
Don't know much about tape machines.
Don't know what multi-tracking means.
Don't know how to use these stupid mics.
Don't know much about what callers like.
But I do know phone gods just can't fail. And they can have any phone female. What a wonderful world it must be.
Don't know much about demagnetizers.
Don't know what to do with equalizers.
Don't know much about a radio.
Don't know how the hell I do a show. But I know that it is worth a chance to be a star and find a phone romance. What a wonderful world it could be. Now I don't claim to be a line runner, but I'm trying to be. I think that maybe by being a line runner, baby, I could win some love for me. Don't know much about mixing boards.
Don't know what to do with these patch cords.
Don't know much about tape delay.
Don't know what a line host should say.
But I know that if I run a line, all my problems will just work out fine. What a wonderful world it could be. 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 What a wonderful world it could be.
Remember, if you missed any portion of this program, just stay on the line and it will repeat momentarily.
Here we go again.